Governor Gary Herbert is still encountering resistance from fellow Republicans on his plan to provide health coverage to the poor. Utah Department of Health officials briefed a committee of state lawmakers Thursday on their negotiations in Washington. The governor has said he is pleased with the outcome, but some conservative state lawmakers are still not sold on the plan to expand government assistance in Utah. KUER's Andreas Martin reports.
Utah Department of Health Director David Patton told the state's health reform task force that he returns from Washington with positive news. Utah went into the negotiations wanting a work requirement for those who receive Medicaid benefits. The feds did not approve a requirement per se, but they did approve a plan for the state to provide assistance in work efforts for those who are able-bodied.
I just really believe that we got what we were after. And individuals who are going to get the benefit are also going to be engaged in a work effort.
But Republican Representative Francis Gibson wasn't satisfied with this.
I guess my frustration is we started at work requirement. That was what we wanted. And we've settled on work effort. Maybe work thought would be next. Just thinking about work will qualify us. It's frustrating. And we have to sell this to many, many people.
Yep.
And many, many people are going to be paying for this and are paying for this.
Right.
House Chair of the Task Force Jim Dunnigan says it's not clear at this point how many of his colleagues will oppose the governor's plan without the work requirement.
For some legislators, it is a deal breaker. And for some, it's not a deal breaker. And I don't have the exact count on that.
Dunnigan says the bigger concern for Republicans is whether to take on the long-term financial responsibility of expanding Medicaid to cover an estimated 111,000 people. He didn't know whether lawmakers would hold a special session to discuss the issue, as the governor suggested, or wait until the general session next year. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.